Episode 2984, Renew Your Mind.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. It's March Madness. Yes. Oh, we've got XFL, man. We've got so much stuff happening. I don't know. I can't keep up with all of it. But today, it's all about your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's time to renew your mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, just so you know, we have partnered with pray.com, and I'm excited to tell you we have a brand new TV show. If you haven't heard, it airs every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. I want you to be there. It's incredible stuff that's over there. And it's not just about what we're doing here at Create Your Now, but there are so many other opportunities for you to listen to other pastors, to allow yourself to have some really great sleep, meditation, I mean, music, you name it, it's there. I promise you, you'll be blessed. Go check it out. I look forward to seeing you there and our new family. So I've got kind of a really big, deep problem here. What do you do when your mind is submerged in all the clutter of this world and your heart is exhausted, always trying to hold it together? Renew your mind, not by your strength, but by God's strength. You know the Bible verse, Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You know, this verse is a call to resist the temptation to think and act like the world around us. Instead, we need to allow our minds to be transformed by God, by his word, by the Holy Spirit. Yet we must remember that the renewing of our mind is an ongoing process that requires intentional effort on our part. And I'm sure you know this, it's not easy. Just yesterday, I mean, it hasn't even been 24 hours, I had to deal with some major, major stresses of the world. And we all have them, but this is one that, you really have to get it figured out because it affects absolutely every single part of your life. And when I needed the assistance, everything was closed and no one acted like they had that information. So after 2 hours and 40 minutes on hold, I was told that I couldn't do anything until Monday. Seriously? Renew your mind. Now, I don't know about you, but this is beyond frustrating, right? Can you imagine? Okay, you probably don't have to imagine. You can go back and reflect on a situation that you were in. Maybe it's been real recent. For me, a little bit too recent. And I don't understand what it is, but it's like nobody wants to do their job. And I'm sure you've mumbled that to yourself. Come on. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Let's be honest here. We get frustrated. And not only can I not attempt, right, to solve this problem on Monday, but I have to sit and wait to do nothing because I can't do anything because of the other problem. Literally. It's this one little thing, which is not very little, just is snowballing in to a huge avalanche. And you have a woman here about to become unhinged. This, my friend, is real life. But God is real too. So I did my best to hold my tongue and remain ever so calm. I did it. But let me tell you, I had to renew my mind about 477 times to keep me in the state of where God wanted me to be. It's unfair. It's unjust. But real. Being who God wants us to be is not easy. We can read the Bible and understand every word and every translation, but our humanness is our stumbling block. To renew your mind isn't about changing political parties. It isn't about attending a specific church. It isn't about reading particular books. To renew your mind is to get your heart right. In the scriptures there, when it says renewing of your mind, it's talking about not just your brain, your mind, but your mind meaning your heart. To get your heart right with what God has, as your old self is left behind and your new self is born, so you can be more like your Creator. You and I get to choose how we react or respond in life. But it's hard. And in that situation less than 24 hours ago, let me tell you, it left a very bad taste in my mouth. Literally, I spent all evening on hold. Luckily, I had March Madness on so I could watch a little bit of it. Princeton beats MU. Wow. I mean, we've got upsets galore. Who was it that upset Kansas by 1 point? Arkansas. There are times that in life we don't get what we want. We think we should be at the front of the line, but we find that we're at the very, very last. And things that should be easy aren't. I've got a lot of things happening. And for this one particular instance, I'm like, really, Lord? I mean, I asked him that. I'm like, what else? What's next? I'm like, I'm kind of done. This avalanche, it's got to stop. The weather's got to be better. And I need me to calm down. Do you ever feel like that flush of a rush of, oh my gosh? And sometimes it's a good thing. We're home with no place to go. You and I get to choose how we react or respond in life. And so I want to ask you, if there's an area in your life that needs to be renewed God's way. Maybe you have been one who's, you know, just flustered as anything, just like me. But you want to choose another way, but oh my gosh, it's so hard. It is so hard. So I just kept telling myself, you know what? I've got to be kind. I've got to be kind. But then I thought, are they not being trained right? Oh, let me tell you, I'll be putting in a few comments, making sure people know that this was how I was treated. And I mean, let's be honest here, right? We're tired of hearing we're understaffed. We're just coming out of the pandemic. We're just, you know what? It's like, let's do life and let's do it right. I get it all. This is real life, but God's real too. Renew your mind. And it's hard, my friend. It's so hard. Because the humanness of us wants to just take over. But we've got to stop diving in and accepting more of our humanness than the likeness of God in us. He created us in His image. So what is this area of life that you need to work on? I don't know what it is, but I want you to think about that today. And as you move forward, ask God to really allow Him to come in. Say, Lord, I want to open up this area in my life. Help me make this change. I need to be transformed, and I can't do it by myself. That, my friend, is maturity. It's faith maturity. Working beyond our own strength. Right? Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. My prayer for you, may you let down the walls that keeps God out of the nooks and crannies you're ashamed of. You are meant for more by God's standards. Don't let your emotions betray God's will for your life. Even though the road is less traveled, know that who walks with you has gone before you. God is good. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.